Well, we're going to change the tone a little bit, but I do warn you that you're going to have to brace yourself for this one because Tasmania is in the midst of a wine shortage. Growers say a surge in demand for the good stuff and a poor harvest season in 2020 means that stockpiles are starting to run dry. Sparkling wine, Pinot Noir and Chardonnay are in particular strife, apparently, and some producers say this year's vintage isn't looking any better. Samantha Conyeu is a winemaker and owner of Stargazer Wines in Tasmania's Coal River Valley. Good morning, Samantha.
Hi, Kathy. It's great to be with you.
Let's talk about your situation at your vineyard at the moment. Just how critical is the shortage of wine where you are?
Look, I'm in the Coal River Valley, so just outside of Hobart, and we've had a couple of vintages now, which are a little, well, average, I would say. So, but really, in terms of Stargazer and my stock levels at the moment, it's been more driven by demand rather than supply at this point in time.
Where's the demand coming from, Samantha?
We've really started to see over the last couple of years just a change in our routes to market, I suppose. So previously, a lot of Tasmanian wine was, well, and still is, sold through restaurants and cellar doors. But obviously, with the changing scenarios with COVID, we're shipping a lot more wine direct to consumers now on the mainland. So that's changed our sales profile quite substantially.
And there are particular wines that seem to be in greater demand at the moment. I'm not sure if that's because of the harvest or our tastes. Does this reflect a change in our tastes for things like Pinot Noir and Riesling?
Yeah, look, I think so. I think there has been certainly a heightened interest in Tasmanian wine over the last several years anyway, and that was reflected last year, in fact, in the James Halliday Wine Companion website. Tasmania was the most widely searched region on his website. So people are definitely fascinated with Tasmania, with Tasmanian wine, and also I think looking for wines of those more cool climate varieties. So Pinot Noir in particular, for me, is like I sold out my 2020 within about 6 weeks after release. And sparkling wine is under pressure as well because champagne vintages have been down a little bit over the last 2 years.
So this has to be happy days for winemakers, is it?
Look, it's a good problem to have. I won't be. because it's trying to keep everyone happy. So you want to keep wines on wine lists, for example, and make allocations so that you've got stocks allocated to the right areas. But yeah, I can't lie, it's a good problem to have.
Have you had to ration supplies? I mean, how do you manage it then to keep everybody happy?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, inventory-wise, it's a nightmare. So, you know, I have people ringing me up saying, can I get some more Pinot? And I'm like, mate, I don't have any bottles just stuffed down behind the couch that I can pull out for you. So, yeah.
So you mentioned that you're based around the Coal River Valley, and presumably this is an issue across the state, is it, for wineries?
Definitely. So particularly, I think up north, they had a couple of, around the Pipers River, Tamar River region, their vintages in both 2020 and 2021 were down quite substantially in terms of grape supply. We were less affected down south. So people are, you know, planting more vineyards to try and keep up with demand, but I don't think it's an issue that's going to go away very soon.
Well, when would you expect that you be able to turn the boat on this one? Is it really just down to the seasons now and getting those grapes off the vines and back into those bottles?
Yeah, I mean, with being a cooler climate wine region, we very, very much are particularly susceptible to regional variation, which, you know, I mean, everyone says in the wine industry that no two vintages are the same, and that's certainly the case down here. So it's always a particularly nervous time through our growing season, and that's particularly, especially because our growing season is so long, so we won't actually start harvesting grapes until about the end of March, April. So,
and what does this mean for tourists? I mean, Tasmania's had boom times, particularly during this COVID period. You know, a lot of people are travelling domestically, and Tasmania is very high on the list for many. And one of the pleasures of travelling to Tasmania is the food and wine.
Yeah, it's amazing down here. So I think the latest numbers with tourists in Tasmania is that 1 in 4 people coming to Tasmania will at some point during their stay visit a cellar door. So wine tourism is a very big part of our industry. So I think, you know, there's a lot of, I don't have a cellar door just yet, but I think there's a lot of cellar door people who are keeping a very close eye on their stocks and ensuring, because that's obviously the most profitable way for us to sell wine as well. So are very nervous, you know, they're wanting to get the new vintage once we get it into bottle and then get it through to the consumer.
So what's your advice then to our Tassie wine lovers?
We'll support the smaller producers, I guess, and then as soon as these wines do become available and are released, jump on them sooner rather than later.
All right, time is the essence. Well, thank you very much for explaining the problem to us. I'm pleased that it's a good news story in a sense for winemakers, and let's hope that we do see some changes so that those shortages can be addressed sooner rather than later.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Kathy.
Lovely to talk to you. Samantha Conyu is a winemaker and owner of Stargazer Wines in Tasmania's Coal River Valley.